Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. This is your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. We are speaking with Mary Jo Cook Elliott, the only vegan IFBB pro as of this recording. Now, this is part 6 of 6. This is the last segment of our interview with her, and you're going to learn Mary Jo's peak week diet that she uses 1 week before her contest to get extra hot and sexy. You're also going to learn how to make sure you don't have any belly-busting bloat or gas. Those are her strategies. You're going to learn them today. Also, you're going to learn her strategies for manipulating water and using juicing to get extra lean and defined. And finally, Mary Jo's going to tell you how to connect with her. So if you want to learn more, this is the episode to watch. Stay tuned to the very end. So without further ado, here's Mary Jo. What does your peak week diet look like?
Again, for me, it's probably going to be the same as it was, you know, kind of just all along. And, you know, just my portions may be bigger or smaller based on what my body's doing.
So like the last contest that you competed in, what, did you do anything? Did you change anything about your diet the last week out?
You know what? Not so much. There are certain foods that tend to be a little bit more bloating than others, and definitely when you're thinking about stepping on stage, you don't want to be bloated or have gas or have any kind of like stomach upset. So foods that tend to cause gas or water retention or bloat, those I would definitely eat in moderation or eliminate.
That's kind of different for everybody, isn't it?
Yeah, and see, that's the thing, is that everybody's individual, and you kind of really need to know your body. You know, some people's bodies respond very quickly to certain foods, and that's where that intuitive eating comes in, kind of really knowing your body. And when you're eating, a vegan diet or a raw foods diet, you know, and especially if you're new and in the transition, it really takes time to figure out how your body responds to certain foods.
You want me to tell you a trick to know that very, very quickly?
Yes, please.
Ask your spouse.
Don't ask my husband. What happens when I'm sleeping doesn't count.
It totally counts.
No, it does not count because we've already established that. If you're sleeping, it does not count.
but hey, at least all you got to do is ask yourself, well, what did I eat that night? Or what did I eat that day? That's it. Yeah.
Well, you know, and again, for me, I know that this is a funny trick, and Jenny and I laugh about this because we figured this out very quickly. I was like, oh my goodness. I'm like, Jenny, my stomach is tore up. I'm like, I don't know. And so for me, I keep a food journal. When I first made the transition, because I need to know. So when your listeners are kind of wondering what they should do if they're either new in the lifestyle or they've been doing it a long time, if you keep a food journal and every time you eat something, you kind of record how quickly are you hungry after you're eating it. So how quickly is it emptying out of your stomach? Do you feel shaky afterward? Do you get hungry right away? Are you too full? Are you bloated? Do you feel hollow? Like, truly, how are you feeling? Connect with your food. And then that helps you figure out what your body's doing. Because for me, I realized straight away that I cannot do, oils with, a savory nut crust. I cannot do, Jenny has some amazing things in her menu. And if I eat, a savory nut crust with olive oil or some kind of oil, my stomach will let you know straight away. She has the most amazing souffle that she does, and it's on a nut crust. But the combination of the oils and the nuts, holy smokes, literally.
Do you get pain or does it hurt? What happens?
I get horribly bloated, and it's just, it is not fun. It is not pretty. But I can do a nut crust with a sweetener. Like, let's say if I'm doing a nut crust with, let's say, agave or something like that, or dates, or fruit, even with a fruit with a nut crust, I don't have a problem with it. But you throw in olive oil and a nut crust, and I'm in trouble.
Wow. Oh, that's crazy.
So on my meal plan, so she does, it straight up says, it says no savory, nut items. And savory would be your nuts with any kind of oil. Yeah, my belly does not take
it. All right, so basically, so you stick with the same type of diet, just get rid of the stuff that you know bloats you and gives you gas. Any tricks to get the last few ounces of water out of your system?
Yeah.
So that your muscles show up nice and cut up?
Yeah, you know, for me, one thing that's always nice is juicing. And I know Jenny's fabulous with creating these meal plans for me. And like I said, anybody that's interested in doing that, and I can't stress that her her guidance and her kitchen are truly key to my vitality and in the gym and on the stage and just in my life. But juicing or doing like, and I don't like to use the word cleanse because I think that people always think it's extreme or has to be an event. You're doing a juice cleanse or a fast. No, but juicing definitely does play a role in keeping the stomach nice and flat, you know, eliminating toxins, kind of detoxing the body. It helps with digestion and with, you know, issues of bloat or water retention. And so you can actually, you know, bring in juicing in place of, like, let's say instead of doing a dinner meal, maybe instead I would do a juice. Or, you know, maybe even doing a juice cleanse if I'm feeling like my digestion's kind of slowed down a little bit just from stress or, you know, from intense training, I might throw in a juice cleanse or a juice in place of a meal. To kind of really just give my digestive system a chance to take a little break and really nourish my body and kind of just allow things to settle down a little bit. And, you know, and I have a juicer at home. I've got the Vitamix at home. I have all that stuff. But I also have a couple companies that I work with that do some amazing juice cleanses for me. And, of course, it's nice because you get that extra variety that maybe you wouldn't get from your local produce store. And I don't know if you've ever heard of Earthly Juices in Tustin. They are absolutely amazing. I love Earthly Juices, and they do some great juice cleanses. And either just a standalone cleanse, you can just pop in and buy one. If your listeners don't have a juicer at home and they just want to get a juice, they sell just any kind of juice that you want. You know, or you could do a cleanse 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, or people could do, you know, they do longer cleanses. But, you know, but I definitely think that a one-day cleanse to a three-day is optimal, even just throwing in, like I said, a juice here and there throughout your
So are you talking about the last 3 days before your competition? Okay, got it. So you're eating the same diet, and then you'd probably
Got it.
All right. So more if you're not feeling like you're as if you're as flat as you possibly could be and as tight as you could be. Right.
Right.
And,
exactly.
If you're freaking dialed in 100%, then you probably don't need as much. Like you're just saying,
exactly.
Replace a couple meals.
Right.
That's cool. Okay. So juicing is your trick. So you keep the water intake still too close to a gallon as well. That last week.
I do, you know, and you know, again, this, I'm doing bikini and not figure, and so you don't have to, you know, really do water manipulation too much. I do tend to be a little bit water retentive just naturally, and so for me, I'm a little bit more mindful of just water retention and bloat, and that's why I may add in an extra juice in place of a meal. As, you know, we get closer to competition time, I may taper my water down just a little bit, but you would never stop water completely, and I would never, you know, go down to, let's see, I think in my last competition I did, I pretty much just drank when I was thirsty. I'm not chugging water, but if I feel thirsty, then I drink.
How long did you do that for?
Oh, probably just like a, for me, I'd have to look at my my training journal, but probably maybe just like if my show was on Saturday, it would have just been maybe Friday.
Just Friday, okay.
Friday, yeah, and then competition day, you just kind of sip. But again, I have a fabulous, you know, trainer that kind of just monitors me and makes sure that, you know, if I need to increase something here or decrease something there, that, you know, that you actually have that objective eye and that you know, that outside perspective to really just guide you and monitor you.
Got it. So if you do need to, if you're feeling like you're retaining a little extra water, you just cut back on it. That's all you do.
Right. Well, you know, you cut back on it, but then you also kind of look at your nutrition. What are you eating that's possibly making you more water retentive? Are, you know, is it stress related? Is it digestive related? Is it food related? And again, it's kind of being in tune with your own body and then working with, you know, a trainer that can give you that outside perspective and just kind of that wisdom and guidance as far as the whole process goes.
Oh, awesome.
And it knows your body, kind of knows what, you know, what your body's doing because they've been working with you the whole time. So they can see how your body's changing and or stalling. And then as you kind of start to dial in to really look at you and say, okay, you know, this is what we need to do.
All right. Awesome. Well, this has been great. Thanks so much for sharing. You've just been an amazing resource, and just thanks so much for being so open and letting my audience know what you do. I think this is awesome. You're the first female fitness competitor, or when I say fitness, I mean physique competitor who's in the bikini division. You're the first female physique competitor, and you're an IFBB pro that's been on the show. So congratulations, and also thank you for letting me interview you. This has been great. I can't wait to share this with everybody. I would love for you to share with the audience how they can learn more about you.
And again, I thank you for having me. This is, you know, a really great opportunity, I think, for people because, when you hear the terms vegan or raw vegan or this, that, or the other, or fitness, they think that it's not possible. And what truly is possible is just living a balanced, you know, finding that balance. And I can talk all day long, and I hope that my talk has made sense. But, you know, you can always reach me. Like I said, my website is in the final stages right now. We're just waiting on a few little pieces. And when the website launches, so will my Facebook page that will go with the website. But in the meantime, you can reach me at MJ@lovingthefitlife.com, and it's exactly that, MJ@lovingthefitlife.com. You can email me with questions, whether it's nutrition or training. But one thing I do have to say is that truly where I am would not be possible if it wasn't for the support of the people in my life, and that would, of course, be my husband, who's just absolutely the most amazing human being ever. You know, and I've already mentioned, you know, Jenny of 118 is just an amazing resource and mentor, and definitely makes a raw lifestyle or vegan lifestyle attainable and realistic for anybody with her meal plans and her cafes. And then, of course, you know, I mentioned earthly juices, and I'm actually doing a juice cleanse starting tomorrow, and that's with extract juice down in Newport, and extract juice is great, but also my trainer, and I have a fabulous trainer, and that's who I've been with forever, and that's Kim Odo, and he's just a very, very dear friend and a good trainer, and can definitely guide somebody that's interested in doing competition at a higher level that has specialty needs, whether they're, you know, vegan or raw or other. Definitely makes for a great team. And then resources like you create opportunities for education and really just allowing the listeners to, have a forum that they can go to for inspiration and motivation and education. And, you know, and so I thank you for being out there and doing what you do and educating people on a healthy, fit lifestyle that is possible and, and maintainable and achievable on a plant-based, practice. And I think that's great. And I'm so grateful to have you and for you to have me on here with you.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Mary Jo. So this is to kind of wrap up. Karen, who wrote, one of our fans that wrote to us, also writes, I have approached so many coaches who insist that, and when she's talking about coaches, she's talking about fitness figure, physique coaches, who insist that it can't be done. And I think you're a living, breathing testament to the fact that it absolutely can be done, and you're doing it. I mean, shoot, you just placed top five in a pro contest recently. So what do you think about that, coaches?
Well, you know what, Thomas, and you can share this with Karen if she's not listening, if you choose to email her back, is that, you know, you can do anything you choose to do. You truly can. And if someone's telling you something's not possible, then you might want to reevaluate your source. So who are you going to that telling you that you can't? I remember the very first time, and I know you have to wrap this up, but I do want to share this with you. I remember before I ever did a competition, I walked into my local nutrition store, and the gentleman that owned it, I picked up a magazine, and I was like, oh my goodness, I want to do this. This is so great. And the owner of this nutrition shop here in Yorba Linda, and he's not there anymore, but the shop's not there, but he laughed, and he says, you'll never be able to do that. That's out of your league. And I remember being devastated that this is the place I went to buy my protein, and I was so excited about this lifestyle, and now it's just this little bitty skinny thing, and I just had joined a gym, and I was so excited that I thought, oh my goodness, I want to do this. And here was someone that told me, without even knowing me or even offering to guide me or give me information, said, you can't do that. And I never forget that I bumped into that same individual many years later after I became pro, and this person was like, oh my, just thought I was just like the most amazing thing. And I couldn't help but remember, but you were the person that told me I couldn't. And now look at you fawning all over. And I thought, man, that's just never, you know, when people tell you you can't, and in my life, dealing with all the adversity I've dealt with, when they tell you you can't, you definitely can. And you just have to turn to people that, again, that support you and educate yourself. Because, again, it comes down to personal responsibility. You need to do the legwork. Find resources. You know, educate yourself on what it is that you're wanting to do and why you're doing it. And surround yourself with people that will help you be the best you. You don't have to change to be the best you.
That's so
and
awesome.
So she can do it, definitely. If she has questions, she can email me, and I've got a ton of resources that I can share with her, and anything is possible. It truly is.
That's awesome. So I'm sure you were really nice to the person, that person who said that you couldn't do
I
it.
I was. You know what? In all honesty, I'll tell you this. You know, Thomas, I am. I genuinely just believe in being a good human for the sake of being a good human. And that person was a little snit, but me being snotty or snooty or whatever in return, I don't need that ugliness or darkness in my heart. It kind of made me feel bad that person was so quick to dash somebody's dreams, because I knew that for me, I would bounce back. But how many other people did he say that to that maybe didn't recover from that insult? Because people are very sensitive, and I tend to have thick skin, and you kind of let things roll off your back. Did it sting? Heck yeah. But, you know, but at the time, I'm not that kind of person that's like in your face or look at, you know. But it made me sad for that person and sad for the lives that may have been touched by that negativity. So I tend to be positive. My cup's very half full.
Wow. Hey, I know what that feels like. I remember the first, this is when I first began my vegan muscle building project, day one. I joined a gym for the first time I've ever in my life. I actually joined a gym that I paid money for, and it was the Gold's Gym down in Huntington Beach. And I walk in there, and I get this great experience. I get toured through the whole gym, and I'm like, "Yep, let's sign me up." And I gave the gym my credit card, and then I told them what I was doing, why I was joining the gym, because I wanted to build muscle, so that's why I wanted to join a gym. And they said, "Oh yeah." I told them that I was going to do it vegan style, and they said, "Oh well, you should talk to our guy in the nutrition store that we have here. He's extremely knowledgeable. He could probably help you and hook you up with people that have done it." I said, "Great! I'm looking for resources." So the membership director introduces me to the guy behind the counter, and this guy was the biggest D-I-C-K-A I have ever met. I mean, he just shot me down before I said three words out of my mouth.
Right.
I think I said vegan muscle, and then he just cut me off, and he's like, "It can't be done, and these are the reasons why I'm a, you know," and he, I mean, this guy just before I said anything just started going off and getting defensive. "My parents are medical doctors. How long have you been doing this?" I said, "I just started this. See, I've been doing this for this many years, and it's never going to happen." I'm like, "Holy crap." And he was, you know, for the first 9 months of me trying to build muscle, he was right. I was not building muscle. I was losing muscle. I was, that was big because I didn't know what the hell I was doing. But after 9 months, I finally figured it out. And when I did, I started putting on muscle. I started increasing weight. And this is how I handle it. So you're a lot more nice than me. First of all, I didn't talk to the damn dude. And I started cutting him off whenever, every chance I got. But he was getting some satisfaction watching me get weaker and smaller.
Right. Right.
But then when I started getting bigger, you know, I could kind of see the stress in his face, but
yeah.
We didn't talk. And the way I handled it was I worked out right next to him, because once I figured out the formula, I started building my muscles up. You know, I'd do my curls, and I loved it. I'd wait for him to put his weights down, and then I would go right next to him, pick up the next heavier set and do my set right next to him, or whatever he was doing. I'd be this annoying little leech around him, not saying anything, because this is how mature, this is how evolved and mature I am. I'm posturing and showing him how much stronger I am than he is. Now, you know, so that felt awesome, and you know, I was lean, I was cut, I was muscular and ripped. It was awesome. I felt so much satisfaction. I know it's immature.
Oh, yeah.
I know, but it felt good. It felt good. I love throwing things right back into people's faces when they give me attitude. I like giving a little attitude back. It feels good to me. But
well,
again, that's
people are always going to be quick to judge, and they're always going to be skeptical. And you know, and like you said, you have to find, you know, what works, and you can't be discouraged. But imagine if you would have left defeated and then had never gone back.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, is that, and that's why it's so great that you're getting the message out there, and that you're, you know, doing what you do to, you know, to spread the word that yes, that it is possible, and you know that you have, you know, you have to find the right combination of what works for you. And the way that you do that is by educating yourself and creating an opportunity to educate yourself, and you know, and really just kind of trying, seeing what works for you. Because initially when I made the switch too, my strength dropped. My weight didn't necessarily drop, but my stamina did just a little bit. But then eventually, once I kind of figured it out, my body kind of got through the shock and the detox. Man, it was like a rocket through the roof. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. I am unstoppable. And you know, and any naysayer that's out there, you know what? They're ignorant, and that's what's sad, is that their ignorance allows them to lead just a very miserable and narrow life. And you did it. I did it. And, you know, hopefully the people that are listening right now will find the inspiration in the fact that they can do it. And if somebody's telling them they can't, they need to reevaluate their circle of influence and surround themselves by people that will provide that support that they need to believe in themselves, and that they do the legwork to educate themselves on how to make it possible. And you know what? And as you know, whether you're, no matter what you're doing in life, you gotta dedicate some time. It's not a snap of the fingers. Okay, I'm gonna be awesome. Let's go do it now. No, it takes time. It takes time to figure out what works. It takes time, you know, to get where you need to be, and you have to be patient. And I think that's why so many people struggle, is because they're quick to be defeated by those naysayers, and they're quick to give up when, if they just push just a little bit harder, that success they're looking for is just right around the corner. It's that next set. It's that next, you know, meal. It's right there, but they quit, and they're so short that, I mean, it's right in front of them, and they stop. You just got to push just a little harder, and, you know, and hopefully that your stories and my story will provide that inspiration that they can do it too.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm in. Let's do it. Let's go train.
Here's to that. That's awesome. Well, so for those of you who are trying to take it to the next level, you want to get your physique to the next level, if you're struggling, or if you're not quite sure where the next step is for you, let me give you my very simple formula for success. And this is what I have learned to do several years ago, and ever since, this is exactly how I do it, and I just don't do it any other way. Just find someone. It doesn't even matter. Don't worry about anybody who's telling you that you can't do it. That's irrelevant. You just find somebody who is doing or has achieved what you want to achieve and is still doing it today, and just follow them. Follow their steps. Do it without question. Just do exactly what they do, and you'll get the same results too. That's all you do. And you've got me as a resource, so feel free to send me an email anytime you want, tom@veganbodyrevolution.com. And now you've got MJ. She's so gracious to offer up her email address. So that's MJ@livethefitlife.com.
Loving the fit life.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's it. Oh, it's lovingthefitlife.com.
loving the fit life@lovingthefitlife.com.
And you can connect with us on our Facebook fan page. You go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution. And then, of course, our blog, go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Leave a comment. Post up if you're looking for support. And if you're looking for someone in your area that you want to connect with, post to our page. And that's one of the quickest ways to find someone in your area, because we all have the same interests, and chances are you'll find someone who's doing it. So that wraps up our show. MJ, thank you so much again. Oh, I want to have you on at a later time.
You.
We got, you gave us so much, and all it did was stimulate my appetite for more. So I definitely want to have you on again in the future. I know you do a lot of stuff with our education system, and you're having a profound impact on that. So
I want
you to share more about what you do there, maybe perhaps on a later show. But thank you again, folks. So you've heard it. Here's right from the mouth of Mary Jo, and it is absolutely possible to be in the most phenomenal shape as a female competitor, physique competitor, on a 100% plant-based diet. And also, don't forget to pick up, if you haven't already, get yourself a free copy of the Vegan Muscle Building Guide. Just go to veganmusclebook.com. And I thank you so much for tuning in. This is Thomas Tadlock from Vegan Body Revolution, and I will catch you on the next podcast.